Maulana Wahidatin Khan, born in 1925 in Azamgarh, Uttar Pradesh, is an Islamic spiritual scholar who is well versed in both classical Islamic learning and modern disciplines. The mission of his life has been the establishment of worldwide peace. He has received the Padma Bhushan, the Demiurgus Peace International Award, and Sayyidina Imam Al Hassan Peace Award for promoting peace in Muslim societies. He has been called Islam's spiritual ambassador to the world, and is recognized as one of its most influential Muslims. His books have been translated into 16 languages, and are part of university curricula in 6 countries. He is the founder of the Center for Peace and Spirituality based in New Delhi. Deconditioning the mind. No man is an island entire of itself. Every man is born in a particular society, and it is this society that creates the mindset of an individual. We imbibe the effects of our surroundings and the prevailing culture. Every person is a product of the environment or society they live in. These societal effects that are cultivated in one's mind are referred to as the conditioning of the mind. Everyone possesses a mind that is conditioned in some way or the other, and this is the biggest issue we face. It is this conditioning that is responsible for turning us away from our original pure nature. In this respect, everyone is a sure case of a conditioned mind. It is very important that this unnatural effect is eliminated, which means the conditioned mind must be deconditioned. Hence, it becomes imperative that each one of us decondition ourselves and bring ourselves back onto our pure original nature. This process of deconditioning of the mind can also be called as the re-engineering of the mind. In society, various activities are undertaken with the aim of purification of the mind. Despite diverse activities, this goal is far from being realized. This is because all these activities are attempted without first deconditioning the mind. It is as if everyone is on a journey which has yet to commence. It is only after deconditioning the mind that one can have a truly well-prepared mind. Without such a well-prepared mind, one will be unable to accept anything with an open mind, and will, instead, understand things based on preconceived notions. We are all born in a pure natural state. Due to the conditioning we receive from society and family, our nature is influenced. This conditioning is like a series of coverings over our true nature, similar to the peels of an onion. Deconditioning is a process that can be symbolically explained as a removal of these layers, one by one, until the true, pure nature is uncovered. In this respect, an onion is a material example of the deconditioning process. Deconditioning of the mind can only be done by one process alone, and that is introspection. This is a continuous, merciless examination of our own selves in order to improve. All efforts to purify the mind are unproductive until and unless a deconditioning of the mind is first undertaken. And the biggest thing that requires deconditioning is the total elimination of negative thinking. Tazkiyah is the Islamic name for this process of deconditioning and purification of the mind, which has to be undertaken continuously till the end of one's life. The process of deconditioning of the mind can only be done by one process alone, and that is introspection. This is a continuous, merciless examination of our own selves in order to improve. This improvement can come in two ways. One is to accept the harsh criticism of others by acknowledging their external hammering with an open mind. Without being offended, one should take on board harsh criticism from others and, after an objective analysis, carry out a complete reassessment of oneself. The other method of deconditioning can be called self-hammering. This is to look at ourselves with a critical eye, to evaluate ourselves day and night, to perceive every mistake with severity and then introspect by mercilessly hammering ourselves without giving ourselves any concession in any matter. Instead of accusing others, we should carry out an objective analysis of ourselves and find our faults. These are the only two possible ways of deconditioning. Either one accepts the hammering of others, or one becomes one's own worst critic by self-hammering. The one who likes to hear good things about himself from others and makes excuses to himself for his mistakes will always remain a conditioned person, and will never be able to decondition or purify his mind. Maulana Wahidatin Khan, thecenterforpeace@mail.com. Follow Maulana at http://www.speakingtree.in, The Times of India.